From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. On his way to Asia for 11 days, President Trump has stopped off in Hawaii, where he will be meeting with the U.S. Pacific Command. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster on Mr. Trump's Asia agenda.
The president's trip will focus on three goals. First, strengthening international resolve to denuclearize North Korea. Second, promote a free and open Indo-Pacific region. Third, advance American prosperity through fair and reciprocal trade and economic practices.
Mr. Trump will be visiting South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Many of his supporters are eager to hear him take a hard line on Chinese trade and economic practices he rallied against as a candidate. U.S. military for the first time has conducted two airstrikes against the Islamic State fighters in Somalia. Here's VOA's Barry Newhouse.
The U.S. Africa Command said the two drone strikes killed several terrorists in northeastern Somalia, with the first around midnight local time and the second later Friday morning. The U.S. said the airstrikes were carried out in coordination with Somalia's government.
IS extremists have a growing presence in the country, long threatened by Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab. Islamic State was removed from the two last major towns it held along the Iraqi-Syrian border following raids by forces on either side of that border near the Euphrates Valley. Jihadist group self-proclaimed Caliphate was in tatters after it lost its urban strongholds in Syria and Iraq, with simultaneous assaults on Deir ez-Zor in Syria, Al-Qaim in Iraq. This is VOA News. Palestinian militant group says several of its members have been killed when Israelis destroyed a cross-border tunnel being dug by militants from the Gaza Strip. Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting.
The deaths came when Israel blew up the cross-border route dug by militants from the Strip. Members of the Islamic Jihad group praying for their missing comrades. They say they've been denied access and are unable to recover the bodies. Israel defending its actions, saying the tunnel's destruction was carried out on its own side of the border. A total of 12 said to be killed, two of them said to belong to Hamas, the dominant Islamist group in Gaza. Both it and Islamic Jihad have sworn to retaliate. Hamas accuses Israel of trying to undermine a reconciliation deal it struck with the president of the Palestinian Authority last month.
Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting. A nutritional assessment by the UN Children's Fund finds life-threatening malnutrition rates soaring among the children of Rohingya refugees who have fled Bangladesh to escape violence in Myanmar. About 7.5% of Rohingya refugee children suffer from severe acute malnutrition. Meantime, the United Nations refugee chief, Filippo Grandi, has sharply criticized the Security Council and world leaders for failing to prevent and resolve conflicts that have displaced nearly 66 million people around the world.
Have we become unable to broker peace? I ask this question here in the Security Council, whose raison d'etre are peace and security, because I see the direct impact of these failures every day on the lives of tens of millions of people forced to abandon their homes with grim prospects of being able to return, sometimes for generations.
Grandi says the sharp rise in forced displacement reflects weaknesses in international cooperation. Bo Bergdahl, the U.S. soldier who walked off his post in Afghanistan and spent 5 years in Taliban captivity, has received a dishonorable discharge for desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. President Trump took to Twitter, saying the decision on Sergeant Bergdahl is a complete and total disgrace, in his words, to the country and to our military. And the U.S. government has released a report on climate change, saying there is no convincing alternative explanation for global warming besides human causes. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.